This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 2161. Joy is Best Shared by Ryan Frederick of Here.life. Hello, everybody, and thank you so much for joining me here this weekend on ORD. I'm Greg Audino, your host and narrator, and I'm the guy who's with you each and every day, sharing content written by relationship experts about how to build better relationships in your own life. So what do you say we jump right in today and optimize your life? Joy is Best Shared by Ryan Frederick of Here.life. In a recent Amazon commercial entitled Joyride, three older women enjoy each other's company on a bench as kids boisterously sled in the background. These women are good friends, likely longtime friends, as they seem content to just be with each other. No need for words. They look wistfully towards the youth, each reminiscing of times past when they frolicked in the snow. One of the women has an idea. Using Amazon, of course, she orders cushions for herself and her friends. Cushions to be used with a sled. Moments later, she must have used Prime because the cushions appear in minutes, the three women place the cushions on their respective sleds and cannon down the hill faster than some of the kids. The tables have turned. Now the kids look longingly at the elders, who are thoroughly enjoying their joyride with hands in the air and spirited howls. Towards the end, there is a flashback with each of the women replaced by her younger self. It's the same place and with similar shouts of joy and shared smiles. When their ride concludes, the flashback ends, but the joy remains. In fact, there is a deeper sense of joy as the friends revel in their shared experience, past and present. The commercial ends with the friends dragging their sleds up for yet another ride. Don't put limits on opportunities for shared joy. There are a number of lessons from the commercial. One, it's best to not put limits on ourselves. There can be a temptation to assume we are too old or too young for a certain activity or experience. Too old to swing in the playground, or too young to do something ambitious, like write a book. To be fair, there are legal restrictions or strong advice from experts on what may not be wise, but it often doesn't come to that. Instead, we tend to put that limit on ourselves. In this story, each of the women should be applauded. The leader should be commended for acting upon her idea, and her friends for enthusiastically embracing the opportunity, disregarding the risks of broken bones. Maintaining friendships takes effort. Lifelong relationships don't just happen. They take considerable effort over a sustained period of time and through various life stages. There are a fixed number of childhood friends one has, and it decreases over time as relationships fade. Dutch sociologist Gerald Molenhorst has showed that we replace half our social network over the course of 7 years. It's particularly sad when lifelong friendships dissolve. For this reason, it's important that we choose to stay in touch with our longtime friends, and by any means necessary. Weekly phone calls, reunions, shared adventures, and more. Maintaining friendships benefits from proximity. One way to stay in touch with dear friends is to live proximate to each other. Why not live next door to your best friends? There's a great article about this entitled Live Closer to Your Friends from The Atlantic. Mitch Daniels, former governor of Indiana, and more recently, the former president of Purdue University, offers advice to graduates in his 2020 commencement speech. Quote, "Geographic rootedness makes a difference. People who live in the same community for extended periods are far less likely to be lonely." End quote. He then quotes C.S. Lewis, quote, Friendship is the greatest of worldly goods, the chief happiness of life. If I had to give a piece of advice to a young person about where to live, I would say sacrifice almost everything to live near your friends. End quote. If we can't live near our dear friends, we are best to get together regularly to experience the peaceful contentment that lifelong friendships offer. Peaceful contentment works much better in person. On the phone, silence suggests disinterest, something troubling, or a dropped call. But in person, no explanation is necessary. The closeness of the three women is evident, and no doubt abetted by their proximity. Joy is best shared. Joy can be a singular experience. Soaking in a sunrise, hiking to the top of a mountain, observing wildlife. But joy is best shared, even better when amongst close friends. Keep looking for opportunities to experience joy, and to do so in person with others. Sledding is optional. You just listened to the post titled, Joy is Best Shared, by Ryan Frederick of Here.Life, and I'll be back with my comments in just a minute. Okay, and yet another terrific post from Ryan over at Here.Life. I really liked this one, especially that reminder of how valuable it is to choose a place to live based on friendships in the area. You know, we often develop our opinions about certain areas based on the local demographic, right? You know, we might think, what way do most people lean politically? Is one religion more dominant in this area? Does everyone here seem to have the same interests, the same jobs, the same income? You know, all of these and more, they're valid concerns, but it's easy to forget that we aren't actually building relationships or even spending substantial amounts of time with everyone else who cohabitates the place in which we live. Our true experience of the people around us hinges more on who we are with the most and what we do with them. And those people, of course, are those in our inner circle. Family, friends, maybe some coworkers. So while a place's identity isn't made up solely of the people who we might know in it, it is a much larger factor than we tend to give credit for. But with that, we are going to wrap things up for the day, everyone. Go spend some time with your friends and loved ones, as Ryan suggests, and don't put limits on it. Enjoy your Sunday, and I'll see you again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.